listening to the sermon podcast of Dan Roschke, pastor of Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Fairfax, Virginia. For more information about Bethlehem, visit our website at blclife.org. But now, here's Pastor Dan and his sermon for today.
Grace to you and peace, this baptism of our Lord Sunday. Grace to you and peace from God in Christ Jesus. Amen. There may be things that we do in worship that we may not be 100% behind. Maybe you're experiencing that here this Sunday, but we do them anyway because that's what we do in church. Do you ever feel like that? Do you ever come to church and you're not 100% there, but you come anyway? I may have just described every single one of us. It's as if the Holy Spirit, though, is whispering in our ear, just go along with me here. Just do this. And somehow, when we do just go along, when we do just join in the hymns or read along with the prayers, something happens. At times, sometimes something happens and we are swept up with the assembly of the faithful. Not always in a completely dramatic way, not like a raging river, but in the way a small current can help you swim or can help you float a little bit easier. The Jordan River, by the way, where Jesus is baptized, was a trickling little stream. It wasn't a great giant river. And nowadays, it's actually even polluted. I have a colleague, pastor, friend of mine, who will often say to her critical and very academic friends, who won't always say, maybe they don't say at all, the Nicene or the Apostles' Creed. They don't say it because there are parts of it that they don't believe. They just can't say it. There's words that they disagree with. And she has said, generally, she doesn't always say the Nicene Creed either when she's by herself, but she always says it when she's in the midst of the community. Because when she's with the community of the faithful, they carry one another in faith. Sometimes, the part that I can't believe today, your faith carries me. And the part that maybe you can't speak today, maybe my faith carries you. You see, it's like a small current. Our shared and borrowed faith, it helps us swim a little better. Not always are we 100% there, but we just trust the Spirit saying, go with me here. I find this to be true as well with singing the great hymns of the faith, particularly at Christian funerals. You know, the great hymns of the faith, Beautiful Savior, or Abide With Me, or Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound. If you can sing, this is true any Sunday, actually. If you can sing, and I don't, by the way, mean if you can sing like American Idols or like Pam can sing. If you can sing in that, if you can get the words out with the voice that God gave you, if you can sing, then sing out as well as God gifted you, because there are others who can't sing. At the funeral, maybe any Sunday, there are others who can't get the words out. It's too difficult, and they need you to carry them. Another day, they will carry you when you can't get the words out. Have you ever been there with a song? You can't do it. You need others around you. It's like a small current helping you swim a little easier. Today in our gospel lesson, Christ Jesus asks John to baptize him. What a strange request. John picks up on it right away and says, wait a minute, Lord, you should be the one baptizing me, not the other way around. But what does Jesus say? It is necessary to fulfill all righteousness. It's as if the Spirit is saying, Jesus is saying, just go with me on this, Jesus. Just go with me on this, John. Theologian and scholar Dale Bruner puts it like this: the first thing Jesus does for the human race is go down with it into the deep waters of repentance and baptism. Jesus didn't need to be baptized, but in so doing, we are carried as Christ allows himself to be carried. In other words, Jesus enters the stream. Jesus, too, gets washed in the same current, polluted waters. Jesus goes down with it, down with us. In other words, Jesus joins with the community of the faithful, that's us, and receives and accepts God's blessing and God's call to serve in this world. It is necessary to fulfill all righteousness. And through Christ, because of Christ, we accept and receive the same thing from God above, that name Beloved that we talked about with the children. We receive that peace that only God can give. I like to take, some of you know, I like to take our confirmation kids on our first session of confirmation. I like to look at our five-part baptismal promises. You have those memorized, right? The five parts of the baptismal covenant? Okay, open up page 236 in your red hymnals. Not hymn 236, but page, so toward the front. Page 236, and there you'll find right in the middle of the affirmation of baptism liturgy. So this is what we'll do on confirmation day. This year it'll be 2020, October 25. We'll do this when we confirm our kids here. We'll go through this affirmation of baptism, and on page 236, the second page, you'll see that affirmation in the presence of the assembly. You have made public profession of your faith. Do you intend to continue in the covenant God made with you in holy baptism? And in confirmation, I like to take a Saturday on each one of these parts of the baptismal covenant. So the first one, can we read it together? To live among God's faithful people. Okay, stop right there. That's good stuff. That's about going in and being with the community. It's not even about worship yet. It just means to live with God's faithful people. So what I like to do is take our kids. We went over to one of our members' homes, and we talked to them about bad things that have happened in their lives. Why do you stay with the church when all these bad things have happened in your life? Why do you stick? What's here that's so great? And then we just sit back. Drink the tea or the juice that they serve us, ate the cookies, and listen to them witness about what the faithful community means, about what it means to be carried when we can't sing, when we can't get the words out. It is a powerful thing, and that's just the beginning of the baptismal covenant here, living among God's faithful people. These longtime members of our church describe how God has been with them through it all, through walks in the evening and death of children and siblings, through holidays and job changes, working just through the daily grind. It is necessary to fulfill all righteousness. It's not just about going to church and doing religious rituals, although that's important. Worship is important and central. It's the whole package, though, like a small current helping you swim a little bit easier. Sisters and brothers in Christ, Jesus comes among us, is baptized in the same earthly waters as we are, washed in the same current, sharing with us in this life and the many and various ministries that we do. Christ, in other words, gets down with us. Christ gets down with us. And you all are at ministry all the time, all during the week, whether it's at home or in a government building, or on a ship, or in a field. Christ is there and gets down with us in our daily lives as we make decisions and follow instructions and create new things and lead others and prosecute and lecture and diagnose. Christ is with us. Christ has entered into your same waterways, as polluted as those might be. And like a small current, Christ carries us through our days. And here at the beginning of a new year, at the beginning in so many ways, whether we're with it 100% or not, we need to think about the end as well. Christ is with you when the sun sets as well, when the temperatures drop, when the distractions of the daylight are gone, when doubts and fears can overwhelm as we worry about the future, fret about the past, as we age. As a beautiful hymn in our red hymnal puts it, when memory fades and recognition falters, when eyes grow dim and minds confused, as frailness grows and youthful strengths diminish, Christ is still with us. At the end of the day, like a small current carrying you through the night, Christ enters into our waters, friends, in order to fulfill all righteousness, in order to help us understand the holistic nature of this life and faith. Even as we simply walk and talk, eat and pray, worry and lose sleep, Christ is with us through all the changes. I'm reading an author right now that sums up all of Matthew's gospel by saying this is a map for the soul about how to deal with change, how to live in the midst of massive changes and even some small-scale changes. Let's stick to Matthew as a map for our soul in dealing with change. Through it all, we find God, that is Emmanuel in Matthew's gospel, is here, God with us and calling us beloved too. Through this life and ministry and into the next, Christ is with us, and so then we are able to carry others at one moment, and we ourselves are carried by others. Christ enters these waters and is baptized. Just go with me on this here, John. This is what it means to live among God's faithful people. For I too must be baptized, Jesus says. I'm in this flow as well. I'm at the center of it, Christ says. Sisters and brothers in Christ, you are part of this flow of the faithful, and you too are named beloved. Not by any human necessarily, but by God, who showers down affection and parental pride and love and grace upon grace, forgiveness and new life. In these waters, in this flow, we serve, we reach out, we love, and we care for one another into this new year. We can't help ourselves. The gentle current has got us. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Amen.
At Bethlehem Lutheran Church, thank you for listening. Check us out again soon. And to learn more about our national church body, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, visit elca.org. Goodbye for now, and remember, God's outpouring of grace and peace never runs dry. Here's to a new day. Evangelical? That was terrible. To learn more about our national church body...
Start over.
Okay.
Is that hard?
No, not really.
Pretty easy?
Yeah.
You're good at it.